It was a working weekend for the Wesleyan Holiness Church as it hosted a workshop looking at the implementation of a child protection policy in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The main facilitator was attorney at law in Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Margaret Burgess, who said that she has reviewed the child protection laws in 13 Caribbean countries. Speaking to NBC News, Dr. Burgess said studies show that the problem of child abuse and neglect is rampant in the region. She said that it takes place across all ethnic, socio and economic and religious groups, and a significant amount of children are affected.
Yes, and even right here in St. Vincent. In St. Vincent in 2011, the St. Vincent and Grenadines Human Rights Association reported that child abuse, incest, and violence against children are prevalent problems in the Grenadines. And if it is happening in the society, the church is also affected. It means that there are people who are members of the church, young people and children who attend our churches, who are possibly affected by this problem. And therefore, we have got to do things to help them. We've got to put systems in place to help them. And not only to help the situation where it actually exists, but we've got to put problems in place to prevent, the issue of child abuse happening.
Dr. Burgess said that it is important that the church as an organization put systems in place to ensure that children are protected.
We minister to thousands of children over the years. Yes, at different levels, different ages. Some churches have schools, some churches have child care, some churches have nurseries, and therefore we've got to put systems in place to protect children. And this is what this is about. So we are looking at things like health and safety, making sure that our buildings are safe, that the way that we deal with them is safe. Yes, we look at recruitment procedures. How do we recruit people that work? Normally the church is a very relaxed setting because it's a trusting environment. Right? We trust everybody. We don't probe into backgrounds, And once a person is saved, they made a profession and that's it. And we believe that everything is perfect. Right? Because even though, somebody might have been saved, sometimes there are issues that persons might have had in their past that were never dealt with. And many times those issues are repressed. Yes? And, we come into the environment, the church environment that is very perfect and we behave perfect, but at home we have our problems, so therefore we've got to deal with that.
That was attorney at law from Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Margaret Burgess. And Dr. Kenneth Burgess, a pastor in Trinidad and Tobago, said that a Trainer of Trainers workshop will also be held here as a follow-up to the session held on the weekend.
My task really is to talk about the institutional structure, because it has to be a network to deal with it. We're going to be doing on safety, as I put on my engineering hat and talk about how do we protect our children from safety. We'll be training people to specifically with the tools to deal with it. And I think that would be something of collaboration with the different agencies and hope to leave on behalf of the Wesleyan Church, contribute to the events in a big way.
Dr. Kenneth Burgess. The final session would be held this evening on the biblical responsibility of the church in relation to child protection. That event will take place at the Wesleyan Holiness Church in Camden Park. I'm Yolanda Richards with today's special report.